message.
There is a dark journey of the soul. Most of us have heard of it. Many of us have experienced it. It is a universal human experience. It transcends all cultures, religions, and societal boundaries. It is usually triggered by a life-altering event, such as a loss, a trauma, a betrayal, something like that. It is a profound and introspective moment of crisis, marked by intense emotional turmoil, existential questioning, and a sense of spiritual crisis. It is often a time when we are forced to confront the shadows, fears, and unresolved conflicts that lurk beneath the surface. It is a transformative process. It precedes our greatest awakening and rewards. If we can endure it, we will emerge on the other side with newfound strength, clarity, and a greater appreciation for the impermanence of our existence and the fragility of life. It is a moment when we simply cannot see how we will ever make it through the next hour, much less the entire day, week, or month. But one thing is for certain, there is a gift in the darkness if we can simply hold on. Hold on. There is something in that darkness that will enable us to withstand the blinding warmth of the light that is on the other side. So just hold on. To survive it, have to be brave. Courageous enough to be willing to face the usually uncomfortable truths that are buried within us. We must be open to self-reflection and an intense vulnerability. We have to be willing to sit in the discomfort without resistance to confront suppressed emotions, traumas, and aspects of ourselves that may have been ignored. So much of it is about acceptance without judgment. We cannot get beyond what we refuse to acknowledge. The journey is going to require us to accept the darkness and what we may have deemed as undesirable aspects of ourselves without judgment. If we want to heal and to get to the other side, we have to fully experience, process, and release those emotions so that we may begin to heal. We have to learn to integrate all of the parts of ourselves and make peace with parts of ourselves that we may have previously rejected. Listen, the journey is often a lonely one. It is not for the weak at heart, but it does not have to be done completely alone. You can seek support from spiritual or therapeutic professionals and the companionship of empathetic family members and friends. Have a support system during these times. It is imperative. And sharing the burden is going to help you as well as those with whom you have decided to share. It reminds us all that we are not alone in our struggles. It enables us to form deeper connections through our vulnerability. Many of you listening have already been through these moments. You have already experienced this darkness and you're still here. Think back. You emerged from the dark moments of despair and you were able to pick yourself up and move on stronger than ever before. You were transformed. In nature, erosion is often necessary to make room for new growth. And in our lives, it is often necessary for us to surrender our will and our expectations for something bigger and better than we could have ever possibly imagined. If you are too stubborn to clearly see the way through the darkness, if you are just gripping on to the way things are or your idea of how things should be, the universe is going to rock your world until you release that which is standing in your way. The darkness is always followed by dawn. We do not need to have faith to know that the sun is going to rise tomorrow. You may be in the midst of a very dark moment right now. I just want you to know that you have a choice. No experience is greater than you, and there is a light at the end of this tunnel. The power and presence that is within you is greater than any circumstance, and I'm here for you should you need someone for support. All success is born out of darkness. It is just a necessary part of the journey. The darker the night, the brighter the success.